taught to say vomit.
Yeah.
This was the term that I was supposed to use. What term would you normally use?
Oh, I'd say vomit. I've heard them say throwing up everything.
Uh-huh. Well, vomit was the term I was supposed to use.
Yeah.
And I knew other kids who could say puke.
Yeah.
But I couldn't say that. That was a nasty word. But these other kids could say
puke. Used to say puke, but now they say vomit.
Yeah, well, these kids couldn't say vomit. That was a nasty word to live with. It's strange how these things go.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call the steel part of a wagon? The steel part of the wheel, the part that goes on the outside?
I didn't understand that yet.
On a wagon wheel, what do you call a steel part that goes around the outside?
That's a tire.
And then inside that, the wooden part?
Yeah.
Is what?
That's you call that part of its hub and got the spokes in there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you call that wooden part that iron goes on.
Is that the fellows or the fellers? Or?
No, the fellows, I guess we call them spokes.
Uh-huh.
But now that could be the feller that mm-hmm. goes around that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since I thought about it.
It's interesting when you look back on it, isn't it? These things they just don't occur. What do you call the part of a wagon that sticks out in front?
A what?
The part of the wagon that sticks out in front.
Tongue.
Uh-huh. How about a one-horse buggy?
Well, of course they have shags.
Two of them, huh? And if you want somebody to go and get the horse and put the gear on him and then attach him to the wagon, what do you tell him to do?
Tell him to get up.
No. What do you tell this fellow to do that you want to do the job?
Oh. Well, you tell him to go harness the horse up.
This means put the harness on and then hook him up to the wagon too, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Back when I was young, I had a horse make a mile and 3 minutes trot.
My goodness.
Listen, he was fast on me.
I'll bet. That's 20 miles an hour. I bet that horse is a lot of fun. It's just on a trot, huh?
Yeah. He was what you'd call a strut, a track horse.
Mm-hmm. Did you buy him special or just a colt you raised?
Well, I bought him. I swapped for him.
Uh-huh. You did well, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of a horse was he?
He is a bay.
Uh-huh.
Trotting on.
Oh boy. Did you have those black and white spotted horses around?
Yeah, I used to have a black and white spotted horse. I thought it was the first horse I ever seen in my life.
What did you call those?
Paint.
Paint, huh?
Indian. Oh. Yeah, he's pretty. I was offered $500 for him several times.
My goodness.
He is black where he's black and white where he's white. And just spotted as a leopard and weighed around 1,200. I'd bought me a new Fraser saddle. We had some old home-raised cow down there that weighed 1,200 and I'd go down there and jerk them things down. And you know, that old black horse would turn them wild.
Yeah. He liked to work, huh?
Yeah, jerking down, docking for worms or something.
Mm-hmm. Did you double girt him?
Yeah.
Double girt your saddle?
Yeah.
Was that common when you were going to go out and rope?
Keep your saddle from jerking up behind.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I had men tell me where they had big steers, they always double girted. Sometimes you just